project to approach by being July and August to try to get the CIA to put these defendants under CIA mantle, including yes, this is Dean, including telling
this guy was in business for himself.
Oh, it's
a lot
unbelievable.
There's more and more of this stuff that I listen to, some of my early men and the rest. Let me tell you, my conversation, I remember my conversation with Greg to this day. He called me. No, I called him, as I told you, about the other thing. He said, there's some stuff in the White House, there are people in the White House, you ought to, he didn't say clean house. But what he said is that there's some people in the White House that said that aren't getting you all the facts there. And I said, well, Pat, you have to go out and get the facts. I didn't tell him that.
Well, we had that, you see, and Greg, from that press ahead.
What's that?
Press ahead with the investigation is what you told me.
Does he say that?
We saw that in that other, other men's conference.
I told him that he was to press ahead with the investigation.
So, but in any event, it's very, these things are very damaging to me.
Yeah.
Now, Walters is very clean. He flat refused each time.
And he but the point is, are they damaging the whole of the North?
A little bit. A little bit, yes. Certainly by innuendo, they're quite damaged.
Are they damaging to the president?
No. Except for the way Walters transcribed what Gray said to him.
See? But he's got that in the MemCon?
He's got it in the MemCon. Now, I've got all the MemCons, and he's on his way back, and he's going to give them to Bizarre. These MemCons cannot get out under any circumstances. Call Schlesinger, and I've told him that Bizarre would be in touch with him, but that we are reviewing these memcons for executive privilege due to the whole broad character of them. He said, I understand completely. And I said, now the next thing Bizarre said, we have to do. And I put him, I said, you immediately get in touch with Bob's lawyer and John's lawyer.
Yeah.
And tell them about this, and be sure they know what we're doing. Then after we make the assessment of the discussion with Bob and John, we are going to tell Walters to go over to Peterson and say, the agency's been under attack here, I've been called back, and I'm prepared to testify.
Yeah.
Orally.
Yeah.
Now, Walters is very, very good.
Yes, I know. But he'll testify orally.
Everything he says
is
going to help you.
Huh?
Everything he says is going to help the president.
Yes.
That I'm sure.
Yeah.
We've gone over and
watched it. As I told you, I was a babe in the woods when they called me. I frankly thought it was a CIA thing.
What these guys have done is just incredible. When they're going to fight it, we'll have these things come up every day. We've got a second crisis. This is the one that I need your guidance on.
Right.
So what about the wiretaps? I spoke to you about.
Yeah, what was that?
Now, the FBI has gotten to a point where the trial in California, of course, is going to be mistrial. We want it to be quicker than that.
Yeah.
It can't go any other way.
Right. And just get it over with and forget it.
That's right. So we have the option now. Byrne has asked for the reports on the wiretap on Ellsberg.
Don't get
them. Let me go through this.
All right. So,
the FBI has found out that they have come
here. Okay.
They are going to see Ehrlichman and Holman this afternoon to interrogate where the papers are.
All right.
They've asked to see me.
All right, fine. I see. Let me have them.
Now, these papers are clear to executive privilege.
Right.
National security. Clear.
Right.
But we do want to consider the fact, Henry won't like this, but I do, of getting Byrne the one report on Ellsberg and Halpern.
Right. Give it
shows the character of these sons of bitches.
Give it up.
And if he doesn't leak it, then we'll get it out.
Correct. And we'll do that on the basis that this is exactly that. These are national security matters, but that we can't do this business. Now, the other national security things don't involve
wiring.
And we'll say that they don't involve this. It's national security not involving this matter.
That's what Bizarre said.
Now, what we have to do is do it on a case-by-case basis, all right? Give it up.
Bizarre and Ruckelhaus. Ruckelhaus is trying to get to me. I don't want to talk to him until we've got a strategy line. would say that yes, to Andrew Hoover.
Sure.
The Attorney General.
What, the approval of the Attorney General?
Approval of the Attorney General, approve some
under the
acts, one led to another. Stuff there. decision on how much of that stuff we want to get out.
That's right. We want. And let's look out. Let's leave for our purposes.
We want to build a patriotic
concern. Yeah. Now, as I get it, first, be sure that Richardson doesn't get hurt with all this. Now, how does he know that this is not?
Richardson's not cleared yet. He shouldn't be getting these papers. Richardson is.
That's right. Nothing more we can do on Richardson's clearance today and so forth. He's working on his special prosecutor and all that sort of thing. All right. Second point with regard to this, though, let's take the defense. Let's give him the tape.
I think Ruckelshaus.
Ruckelshaus said, here is the tape right here. Where did he get it? Yes, it was in a tape involving a. Following an investigation of a member of the National Security Council staff. God damn it, let's just put it that way.
That's what
he was leaking. Put it that way, and put the son of a bitch out. Now, it's not, I don't care what it says in there about Henry or anything else. Put it out, on the hell. That should go. That should go. And then let Vernon have it so he'll know. And it took place at a time. This is before the Pentagon Papers broke, wasn't it? This is before the Pentagon, and this was an investigation of the National Security Council, who was later, was he discharged, allowed to resign?
He was, yeah, reinforcing that.
Yeah, who frankly was relieved of his position as a result. Relieved of his position. Okay, second point, with regard to the other thing, Walters is going to testify.
We ought to take the initiative on that.
Now, Walters, when is Walters going to testify?
We don't know whether, but he ought to make himself available. So rather than have this lead to him.
Who is asking for him to testify? Is this on Richardson's confirmation?
No. This is the Peterson ongoing preparation of the case.
Oh, of the Ellsberg case?
Yes.
Oh, because he wants to interrogate Walters for the Ellsberg case.
He hasn't asked. What I'm saying is what we're doing is the White House.
He's volunteering.
Right, take the initiative. The line's going to lead right to him. We know that.
Yeah. Okay. Fine. We think the line's going to lead to him because why? Because Gray...
Schlesinger knows, has instructed them to turn his memcons in. It's known over in CIA that he was the guy called over here. Hell, it'll go right to
him. He was called over here.
As a matter of fact, yesterday, Gray, in his testimony, said that he had dealt with Walters.
That's right.
He's going to be speaking.
Fine.
But if we take the initiative, we brought him right back when his name surfaced.
And you take the initiative to have Walters go over and see Gray. See that.
Now, we're not going to do that until Bizarre has assessed with Bob's lawyer and John's lawyer, and they know the strategy and what we're going to do, and they know what Walters has, basically. And then we're sure that everyone's on the same track. It's essential. Because
Walters isn't going to hurt Bob or John.
No, he's not going to hurt anyone.
Huh? He'll go right through the whole thing.
He's not going to hurt
anyone. He just going to lay at the knee. Yeah, and that they should
Well, there was a very vague reference made by Dean to Walters, which sort of suggested that there were the grounds for putting these guys under CIA.
I see. Well, the point is, who do you know the name of the culprit? Do you think maybe one of Bob and John? Well,
no, I don't think so at all.
The best cook the goddamn thing up with Walters.
I don't know about John, but Bob, I'm sure. I talked to Larry, and I keep Larry cut in.
about keeping the investigation from getting out of line. All right, what, again, for my own guidance, what do you want me to tell Bob so that he gets some John? What do you want me to tell him? Where do you want me to tell him to see Buzzard?
Yes.
Sacramento.
That's important.
Fine.
And tell him that we do have this MemCon, which we've gotten a hold of, but that Walrus is going to have to orally testify about it.
That's right.
He will testify well.
Okay, right.
But we can't have any hookers between his testimony and Bob's or John's when this comes out. They have to be consistent.
He's got to meet with the head of the CIA. He's got to meet, and when is Walters going to testify?
Now, we don't know. They haven't fixed that. But we intend to have him go over
and
offer because he came out, he surfaced yesterday in Gray's testimony.
Why is it Walters? What do you want him to offer? After Bob and John? Or before? Think about that.
Well, I think that we won't have a lot of control over it. It really doesn't make a lot of difference, though.
Well, he's damn helpful.
His testimony is going to be helpful.
Yeah, but I mean, it'd be helpful where you be got on.
Not for John. It won't be helpful to John. Thank you.